Hello, everyone.
Welcome back, guys.
We are back in the house. Did you miss us?
We missed you.
I know, crazy. But yes, today is an exciting podcast because we are finally going to inform you all about the experiment update.
So update, yeah, an update on the experiment. I mean...
So if you don't know what the experiment is, a few podcasts ago, I think it was in June?
Was it June?
Yeah, because we gave ourselves 2 months.
I love it. I don't even check. It was roughly around, no, the 11th of May.
Fuck. We haven't been here for a while.
We have not been in for a while.
Right. So in May, we said that we were going to do this little experiment, set ourselves sort of goals, boundaries.
We'd set ourselves a challenge.
A challenge. Good word.
And we talked about what we wanted to achieve for the next 2 months, from price increases to hobbies.
Yeah. To what we wanted our future 2 month self to be.
Yeah.
As well.
And we also had Maddie in.
Yep. And then, so after that, we had the Maddie
from Bosch Your Salon.
Yep. So she's like a money masterclass mindset guru.
Yes.
Like, we thought she was amazing. So she kind of set us on a good path. And then, yeah, we've sort of, well, how's it been for you, Dan? What have you done?
Well, I've had to laugh.
Not very well.
I've looked on my list of what
I've
So
what I was it? For the people that weren't listening, what
okay,
were your...
so my changes were find a hobby, read a book, take an extra day off and think about a tier system. Mm-hmm. I can be totally honest with you, I've done none of the above. But I will explain each one as I go along. Right. Find a hobby. My trainer sacked me off. No, bless him.
This was the Muay Thai, wasn't it?
Yeah, so it was Muay Thai. Don't get me wrong, I did a couple classes. I did like it. And then other stuff, life got busy again. And then he has decided
he's on a new path.
He's on a new path, which I wish him all the best with. Like, yeah. It's cool. Whether I'll do the online training with him, but I joined a gym.
You did join a gym, and I'm proud of you for that.
Read a book.
Have you gone to that gym yet?
No. Go this morning and I didn't go, so yeah, I'm gonna try it tomorrow morning, so we're aiming high for that one.
Love that.
Next one was read a book. I mean, no, I'm not even gonna,
you couldn't even remember the title of the book.
No,
you mentioned
I think
last
it's
time.
Collecting dust currently on the side of nice, in my nice. Bedroom table. Take an extra day off. Now
you're working towards that.
I am working towards that. I've started taking just to take a whole day off. I know it sounds bad. I don't really want to. Because I have Sunday, Monday off and I quite like
That's
it.
That's enough for you.
That's enough for me right now. And if I did, but I don't feel guilty if it comes to, like last week, I went out for dinner with my friend Abby. Mm-hmm. Actually, so cool. I'll get to that in a minute. But yeah, so I went for dinner with my friend Abby. I left that little bit earlier.
Yeah.
And then didn't feel like, oh, I've got to like work or anything. And then rushed out the door. I went and got ready and I was like ready to go. But how mad. So Abby actually messaged me the other day. I must have tagged her in a picture.
Right.
And her friend, whose name is Fiona.
Aww.
Bless her. She actually sent Abby a message saying, I'm so obsessed with this podcast.
She said
she really resonated with these girls so much. Pricing and not having time for hobbies. The salon / beauty business.
Oh,
is our baby, literally speaks to me so much. So Fiona,
well, at least we know it's working.
Yeah.
Shout out to Fiona.
Yeah, so cute. So
love that. Oh, that's really cute.
I don't feel guilty in that way.
Yeah.
And then a tier
maybe
system.
If you do start to feel guilty, maybe then rethink it.
Yeah, do you know what? It's good at the minute. It's all actually really nice. And then the other thing was think about a tier system. I've not really got there yet.
But you have taken you off the booking system.
Yes, I've took myself off the booking system.
Yeah, so for anyone who doesn't know, me and Dan both use Timely. Please sponsor us. And Dan
yes,
has...
at timely.com.
Dan has, like, where she's got the salon, she's got, like, four girls, different girls.
Three girls. Three girls were on the booking system.
It was four, including you, though, wasn't it, back?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
So it was four, and you could either choose who you wanted or you could be, like, non-specific and just have booking with anyone.
So I've just shut the diary, so it's just my regular clients.
So you now book
more
your
control
own
of my diary.
Yeah, so you book in your own clients privately, but you still have that system for the other three girls that work for you.
Yes, that's right.
Love that.
And then, yeah, we hired someone new. So she then became the third person. And perfect. I'm in the talks of talking to a few other girls. So hopefully they'll be in. So maybe that will then, lead to me not being there so much.
Oh, yeah, that's a new thing we haven't told you guys. I've left the salon.
Yeah, you left the salon.
I know.
We went out on Saturday night as well.
Yeah, so this is... I'm I've literally seen her. I left Saturday and Monday and we're still
together.
We can't be away for that too long.
But yeah, yeah. But you've left.
We'll kind of go on to, when we talk about me, we'll kind of say as
to exactly
why.
And exactly say why. Then what else? Oh, we're doing a salon refurb.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the idea
exciting
is,
time.
So yeah, so as much as I've not stuck with things, we've obviously still doing stuff.
Yeah, and you, I think you've sort of not cleared your mind, but like you're definitely like, no, this is what I want.
Yeah,
this,
I know exactly where I want it to go now.
And yeah.
Yeah, so the salon's going to shut in October for two, it'll be 2 days, but over the weekend and stuff. Mm. And I now know 100% I want another salon. Mm-hmm. But obviously when I first came into the one where we're at, we kind of just made do. Whereas now I want it to have a specific look.
Yeah.
And I want it to flow into the next one.
I think something that you said was really good is that you don't want to open the next salon until that one's like 110%.
Yeah. Like so my business partner Ant said that.
Yeah.
He said he, as well as other things, you don't know what's kind of coming up in this bit. For some reason, my accountant had said, just hold off for the minute, which I'm going to listen to them. And as well, it's true. Why would I open another one when it is, don't get me wrong, we're full, but we can definitely have another person in there by the time I'm probably going to have to.
Once you've done the refurb though, there'll be that space for.
And that. And then if obviously, how on, this is going to be another pop out of an experiment and another topic, is that how on earth do you split yourself between two salons?
Well, that I think that will be when you sacrifice that day.
Well, I think it's going to be, I'm going to have to be there all the time.
Yeah.
Well, which then, is, that's a whole nother discussion.
Yeah. That'll
be so that will be another person. So then the salon will be at its full potential.
Yeah.
Then time to move on.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, is my name on it?
How cool is that? Sorry, we've come in a little bit early in there and there's like a notification saying what time we're meant to be in.
Oh, there you go. There was my name.
Oh, I love
that.
That
was cute. So yeah, salon lunches. You've done this. I book out a lunch break.
Well done. I'm proud of you.
I know.
An hour or 45 minutes?
An hour.
Oh, because you said you were going to up
an hour lunch break. I do not know how I used to do it without.
Really?
I just, I can't. I look forward to that lunch break, and especially when the sun's out.
What are you doing on this lunch break, though? Are you doing admin or are you actually eating?
No, eating.
Proud of you.
Me and one of the girls, every, not on a Tuesday, but from when she comes in on a Wednesday, we drive to Marks and Spencer's.
Love
and
we venomous.
Buy our stock for lunches for the week, because obviously now we haven't got anywhere next to us that does food.
Right, yeah.
Put it in the fridge and we have our little lunches. Listen, it's better than just eating crap from.
Do you know what? That's so much better actually, buying your lunches for the week. That's something that I'm really trying to do, like food prep. Yeah. But the only thing with me, I'm trying to make it and it's just like,
it's not the same. Not I just think, do you know what? I mean, for the sake
buy
of
buy a meal deal for 7 meal deals
honestly,
for the week.
Honestly, if obviously if it costs that bit more, but do you know what? By the time I end up actually buying something from the place opposite, can we drop names like that? I don't really know. Yeah. But yeah, opposite.
Yeah.
It's not actually what you want and it's not healthy. So at least if we're getting something from Mark, you can get a salad and whatever.
And
else.
Sometimes the queues are long and then you've spent like 15
minutes.
You spent 15 minutes
in the queue and that's your lunch break. So no, we've been on that.
How do you?
Then what else? Tuesday morning's having a bit of time off, which is my little admin sort of morning.
What time do you start then if you have the morning off?
I start probably about 10:30, 11:00.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
So it's actually a nice time. I can do think when I should be going to the gym probably, but
maybe,
I'm not.
Maybe you should use that time.
And then I've been doing a little bit of private work.
Yeah, you have. You have. You
work,
have been busy.
Just with helping with biosculpture and stuff. It's been really nice, actually.
Yeah,
it's nice to get actually out and about again.
I've actually seen you really like light up when you do that. Like,
I love
you
it.
Can see it in
it's
your
nice.
Face that you like
it's
it.
A nice little job, and it's like you just don't know where you're going. I went to a lovely place yesterday. Like, it was unreal. And it was a Sunday, but you know what? I wasn't doing anything.
I think it is important to have those days out of the salon. Like, even if you're working, doing something different.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just not sitting behind that same desk every day. Like if there is, even if you can assist someone or, I mean, get out, get the experience.
Definitely.
And, like, have a laugh.
But. So it's been super bloody busy.
Yeah. But a lot has changed though, isn't it?
But a lot has changed. But at the same time, I think I scrapped my experiment and start a new one. On the other hand,
Wow. A lot has changed, let's say.
She's done really, really well, to be fair. I feel quite bad that I've not actually done what I needed to do.
So on
mine weren't really that relevant, really, when I think about them now.
Well, yours weren't really work-related. They were more, like, you-related.
Yeah.
Like, you've done it, but you've done other stuff for yourself.
Yes.
Good. So my one was, my biggest one was increase my prices.
Yeah, you did that not long after.
Yeah, so I was quite good with that.
Yes.
So after I kind of had the chat with Maddie, because I was thinking, God, does it look really greedy that, like, am I putting these up and people are going to think, God, like, you're just all take and stuff like that. But after kind of talking to Maddie, like, everything's gone up in price.
Yeah.
Like, why do we have to sacrifice
Yeah.
That kind of like, we still have to pay the same petrol as you do. We still have to like pay for that. Like we need that money as much as, yeah. You know what I mean? So yeah, I put it up by just a fiver. I was toying between putting them up more than that.
I think you rung me and was like, should I just do it? And I was like, eat steady.
Yeah.
I just think steady and...
I think up by a fiver doesn't hurt anyone.
But
or
then
like
you just don't know people's circumstances.
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely. Like obviously that does make a difference for a lot of people. But I think if you're going to put up your prices by 10, that's like shit. That's quite an increase.
Yeah, it's a big step.
Really, like you can ease it with a fiver.
When I think back to when we did the price increase, really it was fiver, but then we added Soakoff. So technically it was a tenner.
Yeah, technically you were a tenner.
Yeah.
But I already had a charge for a Soakoff. So I just increased everything by a fiver. And literally no one had anything to say about it.
No
one said, oh, you've put your prices up. Or no one even said, oh, no, I can't come to you anymore. Actually, to be fair, I had an experience. And it was so funny because Mandy actually said this would like kind of happen. And you know when you like hear something, you think, nah, that's not going to happen. So I'd put my prices up by a fiver. So for example, now, just to give you guys a rough, for a French manicure with me, I'm £50.
Yeah.
And then if you want to soak off with that, it's £5. So all in all, this client had a £55 treatment. Tipped me a tenner.
Yeah.
I was like, what? I was like, £65 for like a French manicure. And I was like, I looked at her, I went, you're right. I went, a tenner. And she went, yeah, you've like done it all. You've done it all really nicely. And I was like, babe, thanks. I was like, oh, wow, like amazing. And then even the other day, I did a client. I literally did like, you know, the full shebang, like French hands and feet, luxe pedi,
yep.
Everything, which comes to over £100.
Yeah.
Tipped me £20. I went.
Oh, she's winning.
I was like, this is mad. I was like, this is crazy. Like, I didn't get tipped before. No. And now I'm getting tipped like stupid.
Yeah,
like,
it's mad, isn't it, really?
Doesn't happen all the time, but it was like a token one. And I was like, wow.
What do you actually do with your tips? Do you just put it into your thing or do you actually put it aside?
Oh, no, it's just one big.
See, it's so funny because you know what we do with our tips? It's a really good idea. And I think for most people, if you do get tips, which is that we... So obviously when it's paid online, the girls each have their own little account and I transfer it into their account on the side and then they let it build up over the year. And then the same with cash, if obviously they're getting cash tips as well.
Yeah.
We then, the put girls start, put it aside, they take it home and that, and then you let it build up and then you treat yourself at Christmas.
Oh, I really like that
It's
idea.
Really nice though. Like last year I bought myself a necklace. I think Paige bought herself a ring.
Oh, that's really cute. Like, it's like well done.
Yeah, like, it's like a little treat myself kind of thing. Because they're your tips and your clients technically something.
I don't even think of it. I just add it to the
It's really like, I've always done that. Every Christmas I always buy myself something.
That's really cute.
Start December this year.
Yeah, I will. 2023 will be my year.
So yeah, you've done really well with that. And then
so that was
sticking
the prices,
to your policies.
Yeah, so my whole thing was, so I've actually been really, really busy with like events. Yeah. Like I've all of a sudden like hit this sort of like event thing.
Yeah, it's good though.
Yeah, it's really good and I really, really enjoy it. So yeah, sticking to the policies, like obviously I have to like move some clients about. So that was my whole thing. But I'm trying to like fit them in. Instead of like fitting them in on a Sunday like I usually would, I'll try my hardest to fit them in like the week or stuff like that. But yeah, so having a lunch break as well, I said. I now actually have an hour's lunch break as well, which I'm really proud about myself.
It's just weird, isn't it? Because you'd think, as you say, like for the, and I'm very much now, it's the same with the girl, like one of the girls in particular would do. And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Do not. Because I'm not very much with them now. Like,
you actually said
that.
In the experiment that you said if you say like run over into your lunch break, that kind of sets a bad habit for them. Like, so you've got to be strict on yourself to set the example.
Because the girls, they were on commission base, I suppose they'd see it as, oh yeah, sod it, well, I'll work it. And then it's feeling guilty, but no, it.
But then you don't want, they're doing it dizzy or like you're hungry and your belly's
growling. Yeah,
you're
hungry. Don't get me wrong, the only day I don't, but it tends to work a bit different is on a Saturday. The day's shorter, I'd rather just work through it.
Yeah.
So I don't on a Saturday. Yeah. I'd rather finish that little bit earlier and the girls can finish a little bit earlier on a Saturday. That's what works better. But no, through the week, 100%, I'm like loving it. It's
great. Talking about Saturdays, back onto this topic. So yes, I've actually left. I've stopped doing Saturdays.
Yeah.
Stopped working Saturdays.
It's gone.
I've gone. I'm out. I've shut the door. But no, I mean, it's been an amazing 2 years working with
it's
Dan.
Wicked.
It's been amazing. But I'm not sure if I've probably expressed this during the podcast, but my whole My whole thing, you've got like, you want the second salon.
Yeah.
My whole thing is I would love to kind of create this sort of training academy, becoming more of an educator and stuff like that. And I was talking to Dan about it, and I'm going to be teaching like beginners, like accredited courses. Yeah.
And she's going to filter them through to me.
Yeah.
That's the plan anyway.
That's the plan. Anyone I train up is then going to be like employed at the nail room.
Exactly.
But yeah, we were kind of thinking about it. And we were like, technically, if you're a beginner, you're either already working Monday to Friday, 9 to 5.
Yes.
Or maybe you're like a mum and want to.
You
like,
just don't know.
You just don't know what this is. But we said, like, for most people, Saturday is their free day. And because you don't want to like launch these courses and be like, yeah, it's on a Tuesday, and then a mum's like, oh, sorry, I can't because I've got to pick up the school kid, or like, oh, I can't, I've got to check with my boss first if I can book that day off, or if there's holiday. Like,
you do, obviously, it's like when you do training courses for whatever else, like learning, I don't know, like, yeah, or a conversion course. There are ones that are on other days of the week, but then it just sets you, you know, 100% they can dedicate to it.
Yeah, 100%. So, yeah, I actually stopped this week working Saturdays. And
we went out and celebrated.
We did.
But she's gone.
I know. I'll still be coming back every week just to pop in and say hi. But yeah, it was, that's been a big thing. And something that I actually took on, which was quite good advice from you that you said, because I was like, how do I do this? Do I like stop working at the salon but still do Saturdays at my house? Or how do I do it?
Like, that, it was, you were saying, oh, like, how do I know if I then get someone to book in, but I've still got people on Saturdays? And I said to you, knock the Saturdays on the head.
Yeah.
Like, completely you knock said, like, your make Saturdays it clear. Off. Make it clear. That's your day.
Don't mess the clients about. No. Say, like, set, this is what the new thing's going to be. Make it clear for everyone. Don't do it. And then, like, a few months later, oh, actually, that's changing again.
Yeah.
Now that I've launched
Oh,
it.
I've actually got someone. It's not fair, and it's not. Yeah. It's just, it keeps it, as you said, you know where you stand. And then.
Yeah, that was really good advice. And I was sort of, I think one of the things was, how the hell do I tell my Saturday clients?
I know. It's quite sad, really, because even though you're not going to be there, we're not actually going to see
you. You're
your
not going to see my clients,
no.
As well, but yeah, it was crazy. So yeah, I've knocked a day on the head, really. Yeah. So, but to be fair, I will be working on a Saturday soon when I've launched this.
Yeah.
But as of now, I'm a free woman on
a Saturday.
You know,
it really makes me laugh though, because your hours are always. She's actually doing a late night.
Oh, I'm dreading it. I won't lie. I don't know how
she
I'm gonna feel.
She looked at me like in horror and like what? Like,
Dan looked at me like, you know, you're gonna have to do a late night. And I was
The other idea. I said, so instead of just, I said, for how many the regulars that you have that come in on Saturdays?
Yeah.
Realistically, if you work that out, there's another two. Say it's two of them, so that would be an extra 2 hours of you working.
Mm, yeah.
Where you finish at 5, 6, 7.
Yeah, yeah. It's not bad at all. And to be fair,
and she doesn't even have to go far because she rolls up into her house. She ain't even got to worry about the
I know. I have a really hard life. But no, so what my new kind of, you're going to laugh at me as well, because I'm on the late nights, I actually start later. I don't start at like the time that I usually start. So what I'm going to do is on my late nights, I'm going to do a late night Tuesday and Thursday. I actually start at 11:30 on those. But one of my things was as well is I never had a chance to go to my horse. I've got a horse. Now it's like, oh, I've actually got a bit of time for me.
Yeah.
Like, it's like you being able to go to the gym. I was I can actually use that morning. And then instead of having like a lunch break, I have like dinner break. So like I'm having dinner at like 4:30-ish.
Yeah, got you.
Eating kind of then.
And then going again.
And then going again.
Yeah, that's good.
So that's what my day
is.
So
it's all with
Tuesday
all of this
Friday.
Stuff, it's what works for you.
Yeah.
And as long as you're like, which you are, I'm happy to do whatever. And no, I actually book when I have my lunch break now. I actually like the lunch break around, sounds late, but like 3 o'clock-ish.
Really, yeah.
Because then you then only really have two more clients to do.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
then
yeah.
The day technically feels, and then you are, I have a snack in the morning, I'll have like whatever in the morning, and then have lunch then.
Yeah.
So that it does, it weirdly feels better. Because obviously I move lunch if it comes.
That's what
it.
I sort of thought with like, because not being funny, 4:30 is really early for dinner, let's be real. But like, I would rather, say if I finish at 8, I don't want to then have to go.
No, that's when
cook.
I was mobile, I used to hate that.
Yeah, and I thought, and I can't do that because even now, like sometimes I get in, like sometimes I wait for my boyfriend to get in and he comes in about 8:30 and then I have to cook and then it's about 9:30 before I eat. And I was like, I can't do that. I'd rather eat at 4:30. I'm fine eating early.
I don't mind it, but that's what I think. You're not so starving when you get home. But yeah, I am still having dinner probably about 7:30, which isn't too bad.
And I know, guaranteed, because I'm not a late night person, I'm going to be like starving doing my late night. So I thought, right, ease myself into it. Let's do that. So I mean, I haven't done it yet. So I'll update you on how I actually feel doing late nights. Next year, I'll be like, yeah, I'm sacking off the late
night. Yeah, I should just be like just sacking doing off that, completely and just doing one day a week in general.
I know. It was so crazy though. Actually telling your clients that you're not doing the day that you know they can only do.
But it's the same with even me, the shutting the diary thing.
Yeah.
Everyone was like, yeah, how do I book in with you?
Well, that's the thing. Yeah. So I have a booking link in my system.
I've actually taken that out
as well. And so many people have messaged me like, what's going on? Where is it? Why can't I book? And I'm just like, so basically my whole thinking is my absolute goal is to get this training academy up by the end of the year. If I can kind of get everything, I really want to do it. And I thought, there is no way I'm going to be able to actually do this whilst working full time. I need to do something to then be able to do it. And so I thought, right, I still have all my regulars and all that jazz, but it's just those people, you know, the ones that like you've never done before, or like the person you've only done once. I've kind of just stopped that. And then it just means I have that extra hour in the morning that I can sit and write up a training manual or stuff like that. So that's been really, really good. So that's kind of the goal with me. And in other news as well, I'm also moving out of my lodge in
So
for those who don't know, I work from home in like a little log cabin sort of thing. It's really cute, it's really like amazing. I've been there,
it served its purpose.
My dad built it and it's just so amazing. I've been in there for 4 years, but I was trying to think like, how is this going to work with like the training academy? It hasn't got a toilet in there.
Didn't even think of that, to be honest.
You have to walk through my garage to get to the lodge, and I thought, oh, well, I've invited one student in. I have to like leave that one in the lodge to then get the other one. I can't even hear the doorbell. I think, God, how is this going to work? And bless my mum and dad, they're my supportive person ever. They're actually giving me the garage, so which is a bigger plot of land.
Expanding and going into
the garage. Expanding out of the garden into the garage, which will be amazing. So we're currently trying to clear the garages. It's just, I can't believe how much stuff we just accumulate over years.
It is mad.
Oh, so like, for example, this morning, me and my mum have like cleared, we're trying to clear like different sections. So we've cleared the loft today. And we were like, it's all us. Like, it's all the stuff that, like, why do we have this? Like, we've never touched it for like 2 years. So we threw it away, put it all in the back of my mum's car. We drove the car. It was a heavy car. You know, when you're in it, like, there's a lot in
it. It's
here.
Chugging along, bless it.
Yeah, literally. But no, it's been really cool. So yeah, I think that's basically.
We've
had a few big changes.
Yeah, but I think we're going to, we said that we're going to finish this as a season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this will be the last episode of season one.
We've done all right for a season.
10 episodes. I'm quite proud of us.
Really proud of us.
We're gonna
come back. We're gonna sit there after this. We're gonna go and have a bit of lunch.
Yeah, we are. And have a little brainstorm session.
Have a brainstorm. And we obviously always, by the time we've only eat our lunch and we then post this, we won't. But we want you to write in and tell us if there's anything that you want us to talk about.
So what?
You'd like to get us in?
Yeah, definitely.
We always ask this anyway. So obviously send us a message on the Beauty Download on Instagram.
Love that.
But yeah, I think we can. Wow. We're going to wrap it up.
I know, it's crazy. Like... Yeah, so what we've kind of got in mind for season two is coming back at like Christmas, stopping that burnout and kind of doing it more for like, kind of like a helping thing. Like,
How do you avoid burnout? How do you avoid, burnout, but at Christmas? Christmas is always hectic, even for normal life. So maybe if we're
What are we going to do?
Put ourselves on the front and see if we can actually.
We're going to do another experiment next basically. Time. Yeah.
So we're going to see if we can actually going forward with the prepping for the Christmas mad rush.
Yeah, and help you guys out as well.
Yeah, and it is hard to navigate with social media, gaining new clients.
Yeah, definitely. Making sure you take that time to have that lunch in that busy season as well. And
all of that. And as well, because obviously it is late nights and early mornings around Christmas if you really want it to be.
I can't believe we're even
talking about Christmas.
I know. I actually booked a client in for her Christmas nails the other day.
I was like, oh, no, I heard you. And I went, excuse me, you are joking me.
I know.
But I, yeah, because we don't actually, with Christmas, we actually don't book our, well, we put it as a regular slot thing first.
Yeah.
So we actually shut our diary so no one can actually book in online.
Yeah, it was only because where I'm doing these new late nights.
No, you wanted to get them in.
They were so limited and I wanted to, some of them, bless them, some of them are like faking like dentist appointments to get out.
Oh yeah, we get that all the time.
Stuff like that, yeah. So she was like, I just need to know when I need to like build up that I'm going to the dentist or like stuff like that. And I was like, okay, that's fine. We've got that in. If obviously if anything comes up, we can just reschedule it. But I thought as long as you've got it in, you know what you're doing.
No, it's with the Christmas stuff, as we said, it gets manic. And I think that's a nice sort of seasonal topic. So if we say we come round back or hear about maybe even October time,
yeah,
I think it'd be quite good because then it's the build up.
Yeah,
then you've got November and then...
Yeah, amazing.
I can't believe we're ever talking about these months.
Like, I know!
How quick is it going?
Well, it's literally... It's going to come quick and fast. Yeah. Like, it's scary. So, yeah, we're going to have a little brainstorming session, maybe a little bit of pizza and pasta. Oh my God, where we go. Right. Well, it's been absolutely amazing, guys. We hope you have enjoyed.
Thank you so much. And as we say, we are always on the end of the Instagram.
Yeah, we love. And just the fact, like, when you tell us that you're actually listening, we're like, oh my God.
I know, it really
does make our day.
Really, like, really sweet. Amazing. But yeah, we know we've been poor, but we're back and we will be.
We're coming back.
We'll be back and we'll be back on it.
Yeah, amazing. Thank you guys so much for listening, and that's a wrap on season 1.
Take care, guys.
Bye.
Thank you.